Tress4Radio.com.
Tress Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tress Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TressRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. Wear Weston Company.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you. She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Well, happy Memorial Day to everybody. I sure hope everyone's been enjoying their holiday weekend. This is Becky Christensen, your host of She's Gone Country at the CB Cowgirls, and I want to first and foremost welcome back my long-missed co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Vicki, how are you?
Hey, Becky. I am doing great this evening. Looking forward to a terrific broadcast and just really thinking about our military families, and all that this day brings forth in everyone's mind. It's a very special day.
You know, it is a real special day, and, you know, it's funny because She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, has been doing our broadcast for going on 3 years, and we've had a lot of growing and a lot of shift changes and kind of going where the Lord, good Lord takes us. And it's been in the last 6 months that we've really wrapped arms around those in the military. Not that they weren't ever in our heart and we didn't love them before, but it just seemed like the circle of influence that we were moving in brought about all these people, and the Lord just brought about all these people into our life. And I think Aunt Vicki would agree that we're surrounded and involved and really recognizing those that have served our country.
We are,
and
Becky.
It's been great.
We feel so honored. Yeah, we feel so honored to do it. I mean, we just, it's a wonderful place to be, and we just welcome all of this with open arms. Like you said, this is something that's been in the works for a number of, about the last year, actually, Becky. It's just coming full circle.
Yeah, and it works really well with the She's Gone Country brand because, you know, we're all about the stories behind the stories and really capturing the heart of the American cowboy and all those things that make the way of the Western world so great and why we love it so much. And I really have found that those that serve in the military and those that are involved in the Western way of life, they really are a mesh, and they all really are, they go hand in hand. So tonight, we moved our broadcast. Usually it's the third Monday of every month. We have started to highlight and broadcast a great organization that is on the front lines. I'm really servicing those that are in the military and veterans, and that is the organization that belongs to Sherry Ham Smith, and that's Warriors and Rodeo. And we usually do their broadcast on the third Monday, but with it being a holiday, and it's being Memorial Day all about the military, we really wanted to be able to bring the broadcast to you on this special day. So with that being said, we have a special guest tonight that we're going to bring on. And I think you're going to find he has some really great stories, and just he's a fascinating gentleman to speak to. He is a Marine corporal, and he is a bull rider. He's a veteran. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's still, you know, a young gun many years ahead of him. And he actually is joining us tonight from the great state of Tennessee, and that's Mr. Chris Skeeters. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you taking out the time. We know you're – well, actually, you're on Central Time, so you and Aunt Vicki are on the same time zone, so that's good. Makes me not feel so bad like I'm keeping you up late.
No, not at all.
No, it's not that big a time difference, Becky.
Well, you know, when you think I'm clear over here in the great state of Washington, Idaho border, Tennessee's clear on the other border, it seems really far away.
Well, and it is.
So Chris, you know, welcome to the show. I just want to tell you first and foremost, I know I speak for both Vicki and I, we thank you so much for your service. You know, being in the Marines, I know that I can't even imagine what being a Marine is like. So we want to tell you thank you for your service. And if you would, please tell us a little bit about your military career and how you made that, you know, what made you make that decision to go into the military?
Well, I come from a very small town in Tennessee. Actually, right down the road is the Jack Daniel's Distillery, so that's pretty cool. But you know, growing up, I went through when I was in high school. I was in the I was in a Marine Corps ROTC, and I just really wanted to join. So I graduated high school in 2007. 3 days after I graduated high school, I was on a bus to Parris Island, South Carolina, for boot camp. I went through that, and when I got through all my school and I got to Camp Lejeune, late 2007, and within just a few months of being in the Marine Corps and being in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, I actually deployed the first time in around February of 2008. Spent about 9-10 months over there the first time, and then come home and did some training and wound up doing two other deployments. My last one was in 2012. It didn't turn out too good for myself or a few people in my unit. So, you know, after that one, I decided it was time for me to get out. I left for Afghanistan the last time, it was the day before my daughter's first birthday. So after the experiences I had last time when I was in Afghanistan, I just decided it was time for me to get out. I didn't want to put my daughter through that anymore. So I was just ready to get out, and I wound up spending 8 years in.
Well, Chris, this is Vicki, and those 8 years that you served, tell us a little bit about your daily life. I mean, you were in motor transport, is that right? Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about what that is?
Well, pretty much just we're truck drivers, you know, but we have all the big trucks, and we have all the wreckers and all the dump trucks, and, you know, we transport all the gear, you know, the food, the water. You know, we go back behind the lines when the guys need stuff, and we were always there to make sure it got there to them. You know, running all the supplies back and forth all across the country. You know, when we were deployed, even when we were in the States, you know, we would if there was any kind of, you know, natural disaster or anything like that, we were part when we would go and actually help people out when we were still in the United States. But we did. I mean, we did a lot of stuff over a lot of places. We went to Haiti in 2010 when they had that big hurricane and earthquake go down there. So we got down there for about a month, and we went all over the world. It was some pretty cool places.
Well, Chris, you know, I know you put you kind of downplay the fact that you just in transportation, but the fact remains is that you're in a dangerous position driving those trucks when you're in a war zone or a area that's torn with chaos, like even Haiti, when there's, you know, chaos from, you know, rioting or whatever the case may be because of the devastation that you face. I think, and again, everybody's different, so please know if I am stepping out of bounds, you tell me, but you are a Purple Heart recipient, so that tells me that you had some pretty extensive experiences while you were in the military. Would you like to touch on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk a little bit about it now. It's not as hard to talk about now as it is, you know, was a few years ago. Right after Thanksgiving in 2012, we were actually coming back from one base to another, and we hit an IED, which is an improvised explosive device. And, well, I wound up in the hospital with a broken back and some head trauma and a broken shoulder. And we actually lost my gunner in the vehicle. He didn't make it out of it. So, you know, those things are very dangerous. You know, people, that right there is the main killer of a lot of people overseas. You know, they find the ways to put these things in the craziest places that you'll never see them. And, you know, you never know you hit them until you hit them. And, you know, the vehicles that we drive in are very safe. You know, they're armored up and they're very safe, but there's always that chance that, you know, they may get you that day. And that day they happen to get us.
Mm. Well, gosh, Chris, this is Vicki, and I know I speak for Becky, and, you know, our hearts just swell with pride when we think of you and your fallen brothers and all of you that serve our great country and allow us to remain here at home free doing what we love to do. But Chris, going back to what happened, you were in the hospital with a broken back. What a testament you are to faith and to just overcoming trials. I mean, because you now are a rodeo cowboy and you ride bulls.
Yeah, I didn't start riding bulls till I actually got in the Marine Corps when I was up in North Carolina. And one of my buddies asked me if I wanted to go to a practice pen one day. And I said, yeah. And, you know, it kind of went from there. And of course, you know, once I finally got out, I decided I wasn't going to stop and I was going to try to chase it a little bit more. And I'm doing fairly good at it. I have my ups and downs for sure.
Well, Chris, you know, I got to tell you, given the fact that you went straight from high school to boot camp, and within 3 weeks, you're now deployed into, you know, a foreign country, and you're serving, you know, our country as well as other countries overseas, and the fact that you did experience what you experienced, and you're able to come back and still pursue a, you know, vibrant life, you know, that's a testament to the character and the heart and the spirit that you have. And, you know, I think, you know, before we go to break, I have one question, and then I really, when we come back, I'll want to get into your rodeo career. But if you could share with our listeners and those that are tuning in one thing that you that is a that I think that maybe us as U.S. citizens have of a misconception of our military spread out other countries. Is there something that you would like to enlighten us on as to maybe what we don't understand?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, they watch the movies from back in like World War I and World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and, you know, they think that, you know, you don't have any free time when you're in the military. You do. You know, you it's just like a normal job. You go in and you work. You know, you work in the morning till the evening. And then you're off work, and usually, you know, unless you're doing some training or you're out in the field or, you know, you're doing something like that, you know, you have the free time to be able to do other stuff. You know, unless you're working on the weekends, you're not, you know, you might work some weekends, but you're not going to work every weekend. That's how I wound up getting into bull riding. So it kind of worked out. Had I stayed in Tennessee, I don't think I would have ever got into bull riding. So it kind of just took off from there.
Well, that's awesome, and I'm excited to dive into that. We're going to take a quick station identification as sponsor break. But before we do that, because it's Memorial Day, because we're honored to have this veteran on our show, Mr. Chris Peters, we want to just, going into break, take a moment of silence, 30 seconds for our listeners and those that tune in the archives to really just take a pause and really recognize that we have so many military families and so many men and women that have served our country from the as far back as we can remember to that are still serving today, and we honor them and respect them, and we give props to them for having the courage and the heart to fight and to be the front lines for freedom. So let's pause for a moment of silence, and then we'll go to station identification. We'll be back with Sheep Sound Country with CB Cowgirl.
www.4radio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
4radio.com.
Well, welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen of Shields. Vicki, how are you doing down there in South Texas?
We are doing great, Becky. It finally has stopped raining. We've had a lot of water problems down here, and certainly prayers and good thoughts for some sunshine go out to all of those affected by the flooding. But we're great. It's great to be back and so excited to visit with our guest tonight.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, it's funny. We got to see Aunt Vicki. I got to see Aunt Vicki for a whopping couple hours. I flew down to San Antonio for a day last week. We got to have dinner, and I flew home. It was pretty kind of cool, work-related. But, you know, hey, that's how we stay in contact when we're not on the phone 24/7 with each other.
It was a fast, furious trip, but it was great.
Well, joining us tonight is it's Warriors and Rodeos Night on She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, and we usually do it on the third Monday, but today we decided was a better day, obviously for the reasons that it's Memorial Day, and we are taking the whole weekend to honor, or we took the whole weekend to honor our veterans and our military. And so as we start out this new week, finishing out the month and going into June, we have had the honor to speak with this first half hour, and we've got another few minutes with them, and that is retired veteran Marine from the Marines, Mr. Chris Peters. Chris, thank you again so much for spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you all for having me.
Well, you know, I'm still amazed as we went into that break. I still can't get over the fact that, and I know Aunt Vicki having a son can, and myself, my son, I can't even imagine my son 3 weeks after graduating from high school saying, I'm hitting boot camp and then going straight in and serving, especially, you know, in the wars that were going on at the time, Afghanistan, Iraq. So kudos to your family for the courage that they had to support you and lift you up, your wife, your baby girl, all of that. It sounds like you had some great support behind you.
Yeah, I definitely did. I my family always supported me through everything I did. You know, when I told them I was going to go in the Marine Corps when I was 17 years old, they were right there supporting me. You know, they were there every time I left. They were there every time I came home. You know, and they were always only a phone call away. It didn't matter how far away I was.
Well, Chris, this is Vicki. And in October of 2014, you were honorably discharged. And tell us a little bit about life after the military. What's going on right now? I know you're on the road, you're rodeoing. visit with us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, the day I was technically discharged from the Marine Corps, I was actually in the hospital from a bull riding incident where I had collapsed a lung. So I was actually in the hospital for about 10 days. Once I got out of the hospital, I'm like, really?
Yeah,
I stayed in North
so
Carolina for a while.
My son rides bulls, or did.
Yeah, that was actually my second one. I actually had one in 2012 as well. But I stayed in North Carolina for a while after I got out and worked on a few horse farms. And then finally I decided it was time to just come home so I could be closer to my daughter and, you know, be closer to my family. And that way, I work for my dad right now when I'm not at rodeos. So I get to help him out, and, you know, I get to be home every night that I'm not out on the road. I get to see my daughter every night, so I can't get no better than that.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, and it's just ironic, your mom got the double whammy. My mom told my brother, my youngest sibling, that there were two things he was not allowed to do because she wanted to die an old lady in her bed, and that was he could not go into the military, and he could not be a bull rider. So I give kudos to you because two dangerous things, but you know what? You obviously excelled well at the military. You're excelling in your bull riding. I know you mentioned in some of your information that we were reading up on you is that you actually went to the Gary LeFou bull riding school. Tell us how that went for you.
That was fun. That was last year. He did one down here in Tennessee. Went down there. They're usually 3-day schools. I only got to go for 2 days because the Sunday happened to be Father's Day, and I wasn't gonna be away for Father's Day. So I made sure I was home for that. That way I could do that. And I'm actually coming up soon. I'm actually gonna be great to go to Cody Custer school too. So I'm always trying to learn. It doesn't matter if I get on bulls every day. You're always trying to learn something new because, you know, you make mistakes and you always try to fix them. That way you can stay on top.
Well, it's exciting to hear that you're going to be going to Cody school, Chris, because Cody Custer, of course, is our guest co-host and he's part of the family. I'm his aunt, so we just love Cody dearly and happy to hear that you'll be hooking up with Cody. Another thing, too, though, is that I want our listeners to know, Chris, that, you know, you're quite a cowboy on your very own standing. You qualified 4 times for the PAFR finals, and that stands for the Professional Armed Forces Rodeo Association, a high level of competition and some great rodeo cowboys there. And, I mean, you know, you've been the PAFR Rookie of the Year. And then something really special coming up. Becky and I, She's Gone Country, we were at Decatur last year for the PBR. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, that event, J.W. Hart, he is, you know, he's really gung-ho about the military. He really cares about all the veterans and the people who are still serving, you know, and their families that, you know, if somebody's been lost. But he cares about the military in general. Of course, he always gives away houses at the event to veterans who need home, wounded warriors that need a place to live. And we are actually contacted with Warriors and Rodeo to actually have two guys go down there, two veterans go down and actually do an exhibition during the event there at Decatur. Myself and one of my riding buddies from North Carolina, before he got out and moved down to Arkansas, Larry Holmes, we're going down there this coming Saturday, and we're actually going to get to ride during the event. We're not actually entered in the event, but we're doing an exhibition event, just to help out, you know, get people know, learn more about the military. So that's going to be a pretty cool deal to go down there and do that.
Oh, it's going to be
that's
an honor
awesome.
To do that. It's huge. It's just huge at Decatur.
What a great thing. And, you know, JW and Leanne, they're just great people. We think the world of them. And I'm excited to see that you guys are going to be doing that and representing Warriors and Rodeos. Let's touch on that for just a few minutes. How did you get involved with Warriors and Rodeo? And what about this organization is so special to you that you're such a big supporter of it?
I don't know if we have enough time on this call to do that. But the president, Sherry Smith, she contacted me late last year, and, she was telling me about this organization, and it just kind of hit close to home. You know, I was out, and one thing that you lose when you get out of the military is you lose the camaraderie. and you lose the brotherhood and you lose the, you know, people having your back, you know, which is a big thing because, you know, 22 veterans a day, whether they be active duty or veterans, you know, commit suicide. 22 a day, that's 22 too many. You know, and this organization, it not only deals with that aspect of having each other's back and really, you know, protecting each other and always being there for one another, you know, but it's also the rodeo. So, you know, we can all relate to each other. So it's not like there's anything that anybody can, you know, anybody's not been a part of. So when she contacted me about joining the organization, you know, I was all for it. You know, I started out just being a member. And, you know, me and Sherry would talk day after day after day, and we would talk for a couple hours at a time. And, you know, she started coming to me about it, and she asked me if I would be on the board. And, of course, I said yes, because, you know, I want to be there for everybody and, you know, to help everybody out because I know I've been there, and I know I've been in those situations where you just don't feel like you have anybody, you know, nobody has your back. But, you know, with this organization, everybody has each other's back. It doesn't matter the time of day. We've had members call at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know, needing a place to stay. And, you know, our members will sit there and wake up in the middle of the night to go help them out or, you know, give them a place to stay. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's not necessarily about the rodeo aspect of it as much as it's just having each other's back. You know, that's the whole thing that goes along with it. You know, if someone would have asked me 8-9 months ago when Sherry came to me and said where this organization would be today, I would say there's no way it would be where it's at as quick as it has been. But we have amazing people working with this organization, and everybody who learns about it, you know, that wants to join, that wants to support it, they're always there. And, you know, we just have a great group of people to help step it up. And where this organization is going is just completely outstanding.
Well, we sure appreciate everything that she's doing to really elevate and empower the veterans and those that have served and are serving or families. And just basically, like you said, the camaraderie that comes with having that support when that support is gone. And it's just another door and another avenue to really encourage. Because, again, like you said, 22 suicides or 22 lost lives, way too many, especially after the service that they brought to this country and to the people of the USA. So, Chris, we are out of time. I thank you so very much for joining me tonight. I thank you so much for your service. I thank you for you being part of Warriors and Rodeo and bringing that message. I wish you luck in Decatur. That's going to be a great event. And I know that our listeners are going to love listening to this in the archives. So I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to turn it over to my Aunt Vicki and let her close out the show. But, Chris, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for having me.
Chris, what an honor. Thank you so much for your service. God bless you, your family, all of our military on this very special Memorial Day. Right now, listeners, we're going to close it out with a little Crystal Lions and some Cowgirl Logic. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Crystal Lions here, and the concept of teaching a horse ground manners and other things by getting the horse to move while you remain basically still is a totally cool principle to me. Horses understand who's the dominant one by that principle. The one who moves off his stand and from his place is below the one who made him move. That's why making a horse move out of your space instead of allowing him to run over you is so important. Not that I do this, but I'd like to get a good handle on this principle where it pertains to my horse, but more importantly, in life. Well, I recently experienced this concept personally. Finances were tough. So tough, in fact, that I hadn't received a paycheck in 4 weeks. I was crying out to God and asking Him what to do, and all I heard was, hold steady. Well, frankly, I didn't know just how much longer I could hold. But I didn't have any other logical plan of action, so I simply continued to express how God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory, and I continued to trust Him, keep my words positive. It's during these times that you want to express how it looks and how you feel and how nothing is working, but that would not be holding steady, would it? Well, in a few days, an amazing amount of finances began coming in. Only 1 month earlier, I didn't know how I was going to make it one more week without folding. 4 weeks later, all bills are covered, and I pay cash for a 1998 two-ton Freightliner. Satan was pushing hard on me to move off my place of trust in God. Everything looked hopeless where finances were concerned, but I didn't move, and because of that, I held my place of dominion over him. Sometimes victory is as simple as not moving, because he who moves his feet most loses. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.